many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Mark chapter 11, verse 15 to 19. The Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 11, verse 15 to 19. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations'? But you have made it a den of robbers." The chief priests and teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. When evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. My theme for reflection is the day Jesus cleansed the temple and our hearts. The day Jesus cleansed the temple and our hearts. Have you ever walked into a place expecting one thing and finding something completely different? Imagine stepping into a beautiful cathedral, expecting a quiet, sacred space for prayer, but instead you find a bustling marketplace, people shouting, money exchanging hands, and business deals happening right where worship should be. That's exactly what Jesus encountered when he entered the temple in Mark 11, 15 to 19, and his response was not subtle. He turned over tables, drove out merchants, and called out their corruption. This moment in Jesus' ministry is one of the few times we see his righteous anger on full display. The temple, meant to be a house of prayer, had been turned into a marketplace driven by greed. It was not just about money. It was about misplaced priorities. The outer court where Gentiles were supposed to worship was now filled with livestock and merchants, pushing outsiders further away from encountering God. Instead of a space for seeking God's presence, it had become a place of profit and exclusion. We may not have literal money changers in our churches today, but Jesus' actions force us to ask, have we turned worship into something it was never meant to be? Do we approach church as consumers, looking for entertainment, social connections, or personal gain, rather than as worshippers seeking God's presence? Have we allowed distractions, whether material, emotional, or relational, to clutter our spiritual lives, making it difficult for true worship to take place? Augustine of Hippo once wrote, "God is always trying to give good things to us, but our hands are too full to receive them." Like the merchants in the temple, we often fill our lives with things that seem necessary, but ultimately keep us from experiencing the fullness of God. Jesus' cleansing of the temple reminds us that sometimes tables need to be overturned in our hearts. There are habits, attitudes, and distractions that need to be driven out so that we can truly worship God. But here is the good news. Jesus cleanses not to condemn, but to restore. His anger was not against people, but against the things that stood between them and true worship. He was making space for real prayer, for real connection with God. And that is exactly what he desires for us today. So what tables need to be overturned in your life? Is it an unhealthy attachment to material success? A heart divided by distractions? A faith that has become routine rather than real? Jesus' actions in the temple challenge us to clear out whatever is hindering us from worshiping him with undivided hearts. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what distractions or habits might be cluttering your worship and keeping you from fully experiencing God's presence? Number two, if Jesus walked into your heart today, what would he want to overturn and to cleanse? Lord Jesus Christ, as you cleansed the temple, cleanse my heart today. Remove anything that keeps me from truly worshiping you. Help me to focus on what matters, to seek you in spirit and truth. May my life be a house of prayer, a place where your presence dwells. Let nothing take your place in my heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore.